A lot of traffic issues throughout the afternoon, but we are absolutely jam-packed with information here. A complete rundown of everything going on in the world today on this July 12th, 2023. And there is a lot to get to. Gracie, hope you had a wonderful birthday dinner.
Yes.
And first, we have to go over an order of business here. So for the first time in my life, I am holding in my hand a Powerball ticket. Gracie graciously picked up a couple of tickets, one for her, one for me. I see in my hand three possible combinations for the drawing tonight, one of which is the winning one. So I'm looking forward to my new status as a multi-millionaire. For the record, we have a verbal agreement, binding agreement, that we are publicly declaring that if one of us wins tonight, we will split it 50-50.
Yep. And now it's recorded too. So
it's recorded, and all the listeners can follow up on that once one of us wins here tonight. So this is it. This is the last show of Joe and Gracie after tonight.
We are out of here.
That's right. So 4:11 here on News Radio 92.3. Today's top three stories. Number one, President Biden says that NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
So Biden called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name during his speech today, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Now talking about how NATO is strengthened with the membership of Finland and also Sweden joining in short order as well.
Also, blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could possibly be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. So daytime highs in the metro area have been triple digits every day for almost a month. It's been over 110 for 12 days in a row, and the National Weather Service says that the strike is likely to continue into next week as well.
Our own Congressman Matt Gaetz making headlines, ripping into FBI Director Christopher Wray today, accusing his agency of being weaponized against the GOP.
You preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are.
So Gaetz making those comments during the House Judiciary Committee hearing today. GOP panel members are accusing the FBI of mishandling the criminal investigation into President Biden's son Hunter after whistleblowers came forward. A lot going on here locally. Northwest Florida getting wonderful news, according to local leaders, regarding Hurricane Sally Grant awards. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing $187 million in grants that he says will help Northwest Florida rebuild and become more resilient following Hurricane Sally. Among them, $53 million going towards Escambia County that will go towards a new state-of-the-art ECAT transit center.
What better place to have a shelter than where you have your transportation? And so, meaning, example, if we had people in Forest Creek that we had to evacuate, we would have the buses right on site. We'd have the facilities on site. We can house people there.
That's County Commission Chairman Lumen May there. Also, the city of Pensacola awarded over $39 million towards infrastructure improvements at Hollis T. Williams Park, Port of Pensacola, and the Fricker Center as well. Also, TSA upgrades update from the Pensacola International Airport. We reported a few weeks ago that after the July 4th holiday that they would be resuming the project to upgrade the security equipment to CT scanners. We talked to Matt Coughlin, airport director today, says that that will resume now on August 7th.
3 weeks ago on the 25th of June, we had that was the busiest day to date for the year. And then the following Saturday, exact same story. And then this last Saturday on the 7th, we put over, there was 12,000 plus passengers came through the facilities.
And so TSA now has two of the four lanes completed with the upgraded CT scanners. They'll work on the third lane starting August 7th. That'll be wrapped up before the Labor Day weekend. And then once that weekend is behind us, they will start working on the fourth lane. In Milton, City Council last night agreeing to enter contract negotiations with Scott Collins to replace outgoing city manager Randy Jorgensen.
If you're here, you take ownership of the project. It is what it is. So I don't get to come in and say someone else did this. If I'm the person, then that's my project to follow up on. And we will pretty quickly. But I haven't seen project-specific concerns that scare me away from the project itself.
So he was asked specifically about the controversial wastewater treatment plant project. Again, the council voting to offer Collins the job and enter contract negotiations last night. 4:15 right now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, as we mentioned when we opened the show up, we did have a lot of rain throughout all of today, and that did slow some things down on our roads. But right now, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110. We do have some delays on 98. That's going to be getting into Tiger Point in the eastbound direction, as well as westbound into Windhaven Beach, from Windhaven Beach into Navarre. So just keep that in mind that we are still seeing some slowdowns there. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For rain, we still have light rain all throughout our area and some heavier rain going through Mobile right now, as well as Atmore and Century. That's going to be making its way into the rest of Pensacola shortly here, coming early this afternoon. If you see anything else on the roads, again, 850-262-6111 is the number to call. 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some state headlines now, Florida leading the nation in regards to a tragic statistic. There have been at least 10 hot car deaths across the nation this year, half of them taking place in Florida. The latest happened during the 4th of July holiday when an 18-month-old child was left inside a car overnight in Polk County.
Also, families of the Parkland school shooting victims are being given the opportunity to retrieve items that belong to their loved ones. Also, Broward County judge is allowing the reenactment of the massacre in a civil suit filed by the victim's family members against the school resource office deputy Scott Peterson.
Also, Florida homeowners will apparently keep paying more for insurance as the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance, which is already the state's largest, is expected to grow to 1.7 million customers by the end of the year.
Our overall rate indication suggests that we should have a rate hike to be actuarially sound of 58.6%, but with the glide path, our maximum combined rate averages out to 13.3%.
CEO Tim Cirio says even with the increase, their policyholders will be paying on average about 44% less than the private market.
And lastly, in state headlines, more people are signing up for a program that allows them to live where they work. Governor Ron DeSantis says the Hometown Heroes program has drawn a record number of applicants in its second year. So this program allows first responders, veterans, nurses, and educators to get funding for buying their first home in communities where they serve. The program reached $20 million in application within the first week. Last year, the program paid over $100 million to 6,700 eligible applicants.
We'll take a break right now. 418, the text line 850-437-1620. Appreciate your comments as always and your traffic tips. Hopefully we don't get too many of them, but it's been a bit rough on the roads throughout the afternoon. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah. Serious. Cleanest Cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Casey and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Join Stefan Schmidt for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday morning at 9:30. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida sponsors the show. When Key Marine needs to hire service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical Center. It's the dream team. And you can learn more about how to care for your boat. So join them this Friday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Green lights throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes. Pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine. Little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming. Trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday despite the rough weather. Tentatively, this is our last show together. The reason why is because for the first time, Gracie and I have Powerball tickets, and we are winning tonight.
Yeah.
So it's been nice. It's been fun. It was a good run. Had it end sometime. And so let's talk about this. So it's the cash option is about what, $336 million, after taxes and fees. Let's just say that's $100 million each for us. So what are you doing? What's the game plan with the $100 million?
I think I'm like buying beachfront property, and probably just a shopping spree, and then figuring it out after that.
Okay.
Like maybe take a year and just really plan out what exactly I'm doing. Maybe, yeah. I'll, I don't know.
850-437-1620. If you won the Powerball, what would your first thing that you would do? What would it be? 850-437-1620 is the phone number there. we are working our way through here. We've got, 425 here. Let's get an update on the roads and the weather. Gracie?
Well, our roads are looking actually pretty good despite the rain going through right now. So I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We do have our typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you're leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, expect some delays. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, not showing anything too bad. If you are going into Mobile on I-10, though, there is going to be slow traffic over Mobile Bay. And taking a look at weather, the Mobile area is where we're going to be seeing heavy rain right now. That's going to be heavy rain throughout Mobile, Daphne, Atmore, into Century, and that's going to most likely be making its way into the Pensacola area just in a little bit here. So we will be seeing more rain later this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Text rolling in. They're saying we're not winning because they are.
Oh.
So we've got a lot of people starting to trash talk us, ruining our plans. So that's fun stuff. Though first time I've ever held a Powerball ticket. So I don't know. I mean, I know obviously the Powerball is like all six numbers, but I'm not sure what else we can win. If I get the Powerball, do I get like $5 or something? Or if I get like three or four of the numbers, can I still?
I don't even know either. I think if you do get like a good majority of them, but not the ball number, like not the last number.
Just the Powerball, okay.
Yeah, I think you still get a semi-good amount. I don't think we'll be able to quit, but maybe we'll be able to go on vacation. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either. I have to look into it.
Texture says, Ty, then take my family out on a mega yacht in the Mediterranean. Also,
nice.
Paying off bills, building a house, and paying off parents' bills as well. Keep those good ideas coming. 850-437-1620. $725 million is the jackpot. $366 cash value on the Powerball. So we'll have some fun with that throughout the show today. National headlines. Congress taking a deep dive into the flow of drugs across the southwest border. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee claim the head of Homeland Security is failing on the job. They held a hearing today. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas not a part of that.
Also, a sad story coming out of Alabama. Police say that two firefighters in Alabama were shot this morning in a targeted attack that happened in Birmingham. The Birmingham fire chief said that both men were shot at the station after someone entered through a reserved door for residents to get their blood pressure checked and for other services.
A rally held in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday by families who have been impacted by gun violence in schools.
The bigger the group, the louder our voices will, are. And we're hoping that they will stop falling on deaf ear and somebody will listen and finally, make the changes that need to be changed.
This is part of the Oliver family tour, whose son was killed in the Parkland shooting back in 2018. They're traveling around the country, supporting families who have also lost loved ones. Uvalde was the seventh stop on their 23-stop journey.
Also, closing arguments are expected today in the sentencing phase for the man who murdered 11 people at the Pittsburgh synagogue. So Robert Bowers was convicted last month in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue, and jurors have now decided that jurors now have to decide if he's eligible for the death penalty.
A twist to the lawsuit over the 2015 Listeria outbreak at the Texas Bluebell ice cream plant that killed three customers. A federal appeals court ruling that members of the Bluebell board of directors are not covered by an insurance policy. They say the reason the outbreak was not the result of an accident, but rather negligence. The court says it was a decision by the board to press forward with production despite traces of Listeria showing up.
Also, Iowa Republicans have passed the bill that would ban abortion when the heartbeat is detected. That's usually at 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Republican bill is almost identical to Iowa's 2018 fetal heartbeat law, which was later overruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. The bill now heads to the Republican Governor Kim Reynolds.
And the emergency response continuing in the massive flooding impact of the Northeast. in Vermont. The rain may have stopped, but officials say that the situation's not over, with some rivers and streams continuing to rise.
There can be street sign metal spikes that you could slip and fall on. I mean, there's all sorts of hazards in the water when you can't see to the bottom.
And around 80 roads across the state still closed because of damage from flooding. The Vermont Army and National Guard have been activated to help with rescue and cleanup.
Also in national stories, is there anything we haven't hit yet?
That might have been it. That's 4:30 anyway, so
Sorry. That's
how we finish.
I don't know sports. I couldn't do sports.
April Fools, we're just going to reverse everything. You're going to do the sports, and I'm going to do Taylor Swift updates.
Yeah, for sure.
4:30, we'll take a break here. Fox News update is coming up. Sports and health, business, and science coming up. 850-437-1620, the text line. What would you do if you won the Powerball tonight?
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. FBI Director Christopher Wray faces a grilling on the Hill today from House Republicans who think his agency has been heavily politicized. Here, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz accuses Wray of looking the other way at wrongdoing by Hunter Biden.
I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not.
President Biden says he never discussed business with his son. Americans aren't feeling great about the state of higher education.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans' confidence in higher education fell to 36%. 62% of Americans have only some or very little confidence in higher education. A part of the reason, the cost of college.
That's Fox's Edward Lawrence reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Good news on the consumer inflation front boosted stocks today. The Dow Industrials added 86 points. The S&P 500 rose 33. And the NASDAQ Composite leaped 158. Those latter two indexes hitting their highest finishes in 15 months. But cybersecurity stocks, including Palo Alto Networks, Zscaler, and Cloudflare, tumbled today, apparently in response to Microsoft late yesterday announcing an expansion into network security. The software giant said that its Azure AD will become Microsoft Entra ID, and it announced the launch of two new services that are designed to provide secure access to corporate resources. There's another new challenger for OpenAI, meanwhile, and it is from Elon Musk. The Tesla and SpaceX founder today announced the formation of xAI, and he says the goal of the platform is to understand the true nature of the universe. The xAI team will take questions in a Twitter Spaces chat this Friday. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's CENT. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Elias Diaz became the unlikely MVP and feel-good story of the MLB All-Star Game. Making his first appearance in the Midsummer Classic at age 32, he hit a two-run go-ahead homer. And on the field after the game, he thanked who else? His mom. I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly
Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If finding great hires is burning through your summer hours, then you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Hire fast by visiting Indeed.com/credit.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got a feeling the sun ain't right.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, even though it's been a bit gloomy all day long. Hope that hasn't affected your day at all. And it affected our roads a little bit earlier this afternoon and earlier throughout the day. But right now, we're actually looking pretty good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. We just have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be if you are leaving Windhaven Beach heading into Navarre. Expect some slowdowns. We do also have an accident off of Lillian Highway. That's going to be at 52nd Avenue. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but again, that's going to be Lillian Highway heading eastbound where that accident's at. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
The rain chance continues to be high over the next several days. We're up there at around 70%, so more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Hopefully not a complete washout like what we saw on Tuesday, but the rain chance is certainly on the high side. With some sunshine mixed in with it all, we'll end up with highs getting into the low 90s. Humidity will make it feel hotter, though. Lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is partly rainy right now throughout our area, 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at the world of sports today, so in the NFL, it is official. The New York Jets selected to be on this year's version of HBO's Hard Knocks. ESPN says they were one of four teams that were eligible to be selected for the series. And, of course, with the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers, seemed like a shoo-in. The Jets report to training camp next Wednesday. Christopher Eubanks' Wimbledon run coming to an end today. He lost to Russian Daniil Medvedev Also, top-seeded Carlos Alcaraz beat Holger Rune to advance to Friday's semifinal. He'll go against Medvedev. And on the women's side, second-seeded Arianna Sabalenka beat American Madison Keys, and defending champ Alina Rybakina lost today, so she is out of the tournament. And, of course, Major League Baseball All-Star game last night, the NL beating the AL for the first time in about 10 years, 3-2. Elias Diaz crushing a go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth inning, and Craig Kimbrell picking up the save, a former Atlanta Braves pitcher there. Health, business, and science notes today. A report by the EPA has alarming news about our nation's beaches. They say half the beaches in the U.S. are contaminated with fecal matter, which can cause serious intestinal issues. It's believed that about 90 million are sickened by waterborne illnesses each year, but most go unreported.
Also, numbers out from the Labor Department this morning show inflation continuing to cool from last year's 40-year high. This is the 12th consecutive month that annual inflation has been cooling off. The consumer price index rose just 0.2% in June from a month earlier, with gasoline and rent costs driving the increase.
Update on Twitter. They're reportedly blocking links to its new rival, Instagram Threads. According to users, links to threads.net are being blocked in Twitter searches. The move, of course, makes it more difficult to jump from one platform to the other and locate user profiles on Threads. In other Threads news, there's reportedly a massive update in the works that could include an alternate home feed to show chronological posts as well as different languages and the ability to edit posts.
Also, this one's kind of funny. More than one in three Americans go through a sleep divorce. So this is when one regularly or occasionally sleeps in another room than their partner in order to get some rest without any distractions like snoring and alarms. And that's from American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that a sleep divorce, which is the most prominent among millennials, is 43% of whom say they sleep in different rooms.
I hope my wife's not listening right now, but I know she is. This was a problem early on. And by early on, I mean like we've been married for 4.5 years. So like the first 4 years, not really. But, you know, through my bachelor years up until I was married at the age of 30, I mean, I was just used to falling asleep with the TV on the couch and in a recliner. And so when we got married and, you know, we started living together, I mean, I would say took the step of actually going to bed. And it was just the same thing. Now I am, you know, I'm usually going to bed first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, still, I mean, there's, I don't know if one-offs is the right word, but, you know, there's times where, I mean, just last night I woke up at like 3-something, watched Suits in bed, and Jacqueline told me, it's like, hey, stop, knock it off, I'm trying to sleep. So then I went to the recliner, and then I passed out in the recliner. You know, so that has still happened. So I would not say that we are actively going through a sleep divorce right now. I think that's just typical, you know, hey, I'm not comfortable, I'm going out on the couch or the recliner.
Yeah.
But early on, it was an issue, mainly with me. So there you go. I'm telling on myself. By the way, National French Fry Day is tomorrow. Many fast food chains are offering up crispy deals. McDonald's giving away free fries of any size through its app at participating locations. Other major chains such as Wendy's supplying the fries for free with any purchase. And Wendy's is doing it through the weekend on its app as well. So happy National French Fry Day, and celebrate responsibly.
Ooh, awesome. We're also getting closer and closer to the biggest strike in the U.S. since the 1950s. So talks between UPS and the Teamster Union fell apart again. The majority of the 340,000 UPS workers voted to authorize a strike by July 31st. And economists warn that this could cause some major issues in the U.S. economy.
If you want to be super healthy, and by healthy, I mean not at all, so you go to McDonald's, you get your free fries, or you go to Wendy's and get your free fries with a purchase, head on over to Krispy Kreme, because it's their birthday and it's us who's getting a treat.
Yay.
So Krispy Kreme announced it will celebrate 86 years of serving delicious donuts by offering a dozen original glazed donuts for just 86 cents with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. So you get your free fries and 24 donuts this weekend. So
yeah, and then we're going to do a workout.
That's right.
Kidding. Well, Elon Musk is making an announcement. He's announcing a new AI company after months of teasing the alternative to ChatGPT. So Musk says that xAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. He promises more details to come on Friday.
Norovirus cases are on the rise on cruises this summer.
Unlike COVID, remember, which was very easy to clean off, it's much harder to clean off norovirus. And it's been the bane of cruise ships for decades.
According to the CDC, there have been 13 outbreaks of norovirus on cruises this year, the highest number of outbreaks on cruises since 2012. The best defense, they say, is just to wash your hands a lot. 4:45, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 not showing any major delays. We are just seeing our typical afternoon traffic in those areas where we always see it. So Windhaven Beach leaving Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre is going to be slow moving. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, slow moving. And we do have a lot of wet roads because we have had a lot of rain today. So just use a lot of caution this afternoon while you are going out or heading home. Taking a look at weather, News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar shows light rain throughout all of our area. Some heavier rain making its way in currently going through Century Molino area, but it is making its way into Pensacola soon to be going all throughout our listening area. It is 78 in light rain in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in some pop culture news, Anthony Michael Hall is officially a dad. The Breakfast Club actor at the age of 55 and his wife have welcomed their first baby, a son who is named Anthony Michael Hall II.
Britney Spears speaking publicly for the first time since her encounter in Vegas with the security team of Spurs star Victor Wembanyama.
On my way into the place, actually, I was knocked down by like 3 12-year-olds trying to get my picture. My security not one time touched them.
So, Britney used to the whole public limelight, saying that perhaps Wembanyama and his team wasn't so much. But police investigated the incident and concluded that Spears' hand was brushed off, but she was not hit. Spears says there was an apology, but she wants a formal one.
Interesting. So the musician Shalia E is making history. She receives her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. So she's the first female solo percussionist to have a Hollywood star. So Ringo Starr and the R&B singer Her spoke at her ceremony.
Very cool there. Wacky and weird headlines today. A fake dentist in Michigan apparently has been running his own little shop of horrors in his basement. Zayed Albodoer was arrested for the shooting death of a 28-year-old patient that he feared would report his fake practice to the police. Investigators are now trying to figure out how a basement dentist clinic could go unnoticed for years.
Eek. Police say an 8-year-old boy, an Alabama boy, led them on a chase this week after stealing a car at gunpoint.
How old?
8 years old. Yeah, I don't know if he's just playing too many video games or what, but it happened in Montgomery when police tried to pull over the stolen vehicle. So the chase ended with the car crashing into another car. The child was taken into custody, charged with first-degree robbery, attempted to elude, and firearms violations.
United Airlines says they had to divert a flight from Houston to Amsterdam because of an unruly passenger. The jet landed at O'Hare in Chicago to take a disruptive business class passenger off the plane. Another passenger says that the man was upset because his choice of meal wasn't available. The episode resulted in a delay of more than 3 hours. My parents last week just came back. They took a visit to D.C., and on the flight back, they said that they had an unruly passenger who was drunk that everybody had to deplane and get off and led to a delay of about an hour or two. So that happened to them last week, actually.
Oh,
you know, choice of meal, that's awfully soft there. If you have ever been on a plane with an unruly passenger, what was the story there? Was it as bad as a choice of meal or something else? Let us know, 850-437-1620.
Also coming out of California wildlife workers are on the hunt for a sea otter that's frightening surfers. So this sea otter is trying to steal their surfboards, leaving wildlife experts kind of worried. So it all happened when a couple of videos went to social media. So one video posted on Twitter shows a female otter forcefully ripping a surfboard away from a young man who was paddling in the water in the Santa Cruz shore. There's some other photos going online as well that are showing otters taking away people's surfboards and then lounging on top of them.
So we've got the killer whales and now the otters that are teaming up to go after the human species. So
yeah, I watched the video and the guy kind of put up a fight with the otter.
Really?
The otter won.
Were they just like fisticuffs or what?
No, but
he was
tugging the surfboard away, trying to shoo him off, and the otter won it. And then all of a sudden he was like, okay, I guess you win.
Oh, okay. 450. We'll take a break, come back with some good news. Of all the good news stories that we've done, I think this one that we'll talk about in England is my favorite one. We'll talk about it next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out, no need to take it slow. I'm stepping to your toe-to-toe, I should be scared.
Gracie on a Wednesday, July 12th. Hope you're having a wonderful day, wonderful week so far, as we are now closer to the weekend and had a lot of good stuff talking that we're talking about today, and hope you are enjoying it. We are tentatively scheduled to be out forever after today. Gracie had her birthday and last night, and she's feeling extra lucky now. She paid off our bet that we made last week about the what time on Saturday that the Casino Beach parking lot would be closed. So I won that bet. I was the closest. We were both over, but this wasn't Price is Right.
Yeah.
So I won the bet. So she stopped at the convenience store, got me some ice cream, and she bought us both Powerball tickets, which first time either one of us, right?
Yeah, I've gotten some like with my family, but this is the first time I like have bought
first
it.
First time I've ever gotten it, ever, any lottery game. So naturally, I have already, we have already won.
Yeah.
So
plus my birthday, like so, we're unstoppable. Exactly.
So we're quitting tomorrow. and so it's been fun. But yeah, so I'm excited. I've been doing a little bit of research. So I do understand now that you can, if as long as you have the numbers in order, you can win even if you don't get all six. There's different prize levels that you can win. But of course, I mean, it's irrelevant because we have all six.
Yeah.
So best of luck to everybody. Not really, because it's already over. Yeah. So just looking forward to picking up our prize tomorrow. Gracie and I already agreeing verbally on the air to split 50-50. So there is no, you know, no fight about it, no argument. We're both totally cool with that arrangement. 4:55, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. We do have our just typical afternoon traffic. That's 98 leaving Windhaven Beach, getting into Navarre. Plus, a lot of rain today, so use a lot of caution on the roads this afternoon. We still have some light rain throughout our area. That's going to be Pensacola, Milton, as well as Pacey, and some light rain. And heavier rain throughout Century, Daphne, Baymanette. That's going to be making its way into Pensacola shortly here. If you see anything else on the roads, the traffic line number is 850-262-6111. And again, light rain throughout our area, 79 in Milton, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Pensacola. I'm Gracie on News Radio with your traffic and weather together.
And today's question, 850-437-1620. If you were to win Powerball tonight, it's up to $725 million. Cash option on that, $366 million. What would be the first things that you would do with that? Let us know, 850-437-1620. All right, so here's good news today coming from England. So a dance club in England reopened this month after they were closed for a decade. And the first person they let in was Kevin Topham, a 95-year-old World War II vet. Kevin met his wife there in 1949. She's no longer with us, but Kevin's caregiver took him, and he danced with her in the same spot. The club let him pick the song, which is what we're listening to right now, Chattanooga Choo Choo by the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
I love that. Yeah, me too. That's awesome. Also, a nice story coming out, a good news story coming out of New Zealand. Well, a kid in New Zealand named Oliver Johnson turned 8 the other day. His birthday wish was he wanted to go ride in a big rig. So his mom went on Facebook, offered $50 to any trucker who was willing to swing by and take him on a ride. Well, instead, 64 of them organized a big convoy to surprise him. And Oliver's mother says that he knows every single name, every single truck, and every single company. He even gets the trucking magazine every month.
That's super cool there. And also looking at some TV movie news, HBO Succession leads this year's Primetime Emmy Award nomination with 27 among the nominations they received for its final season are Best Drama, Best Actress, 3 for Best Actor. Ted Lasso dominating the comedy field with 21 nominations. Obviously, we both have seen Ted Lasso. Have you seen Succession?
I have not. I've heard like a lot about it, and I kind of it seems like something I would like. So I don't know why I haven't watched it, but I never got into it. Did you?
No. I don't have HBO or access to it, so I haven't seen it there. But Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, I know he's up for Best Actor, which I know he's won 2 years in a row, I think. So this would be the third year. So question we asked, we've gotten a lot of good responses here. Texter says, if I won, I would tithe, buy a home, and then set up an account at a dentist office, and I would just fix people's teeth. Okay.
Sounds like one of our wacky
stories. Sounds like
stories.
The wacky story, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, maybe he actually did go to dental school and he wants to set up his own practice, or maybe that's wanted to do it in the basement like that guy in Michigan did. I don't know. So I know that I would definitely give a lot to the church. I would buy a house for sure, a house of our dreams.
Would you buy a lot of shoes?
No, there's a few sports cards I'd want, like a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle, maybe a nice Michael Jordan autograph, you know, two or three different cards that I would want to keep and hold on to. And then the rest, I would just probably invest and, you know, get my college fund all taken care of, retirement accounts. And then I'd just pay myself, like, I don't know, 200 grand a year, and then just go play tennis on the beach somewhere for the next 80 years of my life.
Sounds good.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
What Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves and other local officials are doing to bring back the AME Zion Cemetery.
Congressman Matt Gaetz' take on the FBI director. The Florida stats Christopher Wray uses to counter the congressman's attacks.
After a washout of a day, the forecast calls for more rain. When and where it's most likely.
WEAR News at 5. Starts now.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. Two Birmingham firefighters are now in serious condition after they were shot in a firehouse this morning. Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurman says the shooting may be a targeted attack.
He says someone entered fire station number 9 around 8:30 this morning when firefighters were doing their morning checks. He says the suspect entered through the station's bay doors. After they entered, they shot both firefighters. The police chief says the attack on the first responders is a surprise since it is more likely law enforcement will be targeted before firefighters.
Our firefighters are there to protect and aid and rescue our citizens, and to see that them be critically injured is just very troubling, disheartening that that would happen in our community.
And Chief Thurman says the gunman remains on the loose but does not believe the community is in any danger. Anyone with information